everyone has a favourite tree. There must be those ones. Is there somewhere that you really love when you look out into the streets of Darwin and you think, oh, I've always loved that tree? I was really cut up once when a backyard had a huge flame tree in it, and they cut it down. Obviously, they had to for safety. But it completely changed my turn right into my street because I'd always looked at that tree. And I think everybody has something like that in the Darwin area, particularly those around Rapid Creek at the moment who are really put out because there's clumps of vegetation that have inexplicably disappeared, and it's creating a bit of angst. I read a little bit of that before when I said that there's about 30 trees and palms cut down in that monsoon forest. Now, the area we're talking about is on the airport side of the creek. Rapid Creek Landcare Group have just discovered a very sensitive bit of that creek that's been hacked into on Charles Eaton Drive. Joining us this morning from the Landcare Group is Leslie Alford, who stands right there with the trees, or the lack of trees, this morning. Leslie, good morning to you.
Morning, Margot.
This is not great news. When did you find this out?
It's terrible. We first saw it a few weeks ago, and I'm just walking around here. I'm right next to Rapid Creek. It's flowing lovely and clear after our big wet. It's been raining all night. The birds are singing. But I think it's a lot more than 30 trees. I'm going to double that estimate now of how many trees have been just wantonly cut down with an axe.
So that's what I was wondering. So when you say they've been cut down, they've been, it's an axe, not a chainsaw. They haven't just been pushed over.
No. It's a considerable time and effort has gone into this. They've used an axe. Most of them have been cut off about a metre up the trunk. Some of these trees would have been 6 to 10 metres tall, palms and trees, native trees. Some of these species, you can only find them at Rapid Creek in the Greater Darwin area. They're quite unique. They're quite a unique species.
And the wood is still laying on the ground, so the upper parts of the trees are still laying there? They haven't been moved off the site?
No, most of them are just lying on the ground, but they've made this dam with the trunks, which is presumably their motivation, and it's created like a big pool behind the dam. I'm assuming people wanted to swim there.
Who told you about it? How did you find out about it?
We just saw it when we were walking down here. And a number of other members of our group have said they've seen similar acts on other parts of the creek, not quite as big, but similar.
And it's quite an extraordinary bit of the creek there, because it's one of those things where, you know, people get on the tubes and ride down it and maybe go for a swim during the wet season. And there's that feeling that you're in a completely urban environment, but you don't feel that at all. You feel like you're out bush when you're in the middle of Rapid Creek.
Oh, it's absolutely magic. These beautiful tall trees create a sense that you would be, yeah, somewhere like Kakadu. And, yeah, you're right on that. You mentioned we were near the airport. We are near the airport, but we're actually on council land, and this is an area that the council works really hard to preserve and is actually in the process of trying to get it rezoned for conservation, which is a really great thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, and that's the thing, is I've heard a couple of things from Justine Glover, who's the alderman for Waters Ward, and Kate Warden. So you've obviously spoken to a few people about it since you found out.
Yes, well, Alderman Glover's actually mentioned some of the destruction herself. She's a regular walker at Rapid Creek, and she's mentioned other parts of the creek where she's seen trees knocked down.
So your immediate reaction is to try and find out who did it.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. If anyone's down here and they see something happening, please just ring the police or something. Like, it's a very difficult thing to prove.
And it's a very difficult thing because it's obviously been done. It takes quite a while to do that kind of big clearing. So it's not an area that is heavily populated unless you're going for a walk. So it sounds like a nighttime activity or something.
It could be. It'd be a lot of work in the middle of the night. We have noticed that there's a fence around the council land, and we have noticed that's been cut and people have illegally entered this part. They could have driven in four-wheel drives.
Hmm.
So it's really depressing. Our members and their families have spent many volunteer hours planting trees along Rapid Creek to strengthen up this forest, and it's really disappointing to see this happen.
So I guess you'll do something along those lines. I mean, you obviously can't repair the trees, but you can replant. That involves you probably clearing the old trunks and that sort of thing, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. We could replant. There's lots of little seedlings around these trees that will regrow, but some of these trees would have been quite old, and it's just going to take a long time to get it back to where it was. It's quite a degraded part of the creek, and it's just opened up the canopy, which means the weeds will come in and then they'll die off and the fires will come in and the forest will get smaller. It's just really disappointing.
Yeah, well, and Rapid Creek obviously has been under quite a deal of discussion over the last couple of years with the flood mitigation processes and the flows and those sorts of things. I mean, where you are standing, is there a risk of the erosion building up if that vegetation has been hacked away?
Yes, you've brought up another issue, that this event will possibly increase erosion off the creek bank, which would be a disappointing degradation.
Okay, so the action you'll take, I mean, obviously you're standing there and not very happy this morning, Leslie, but the action you'll take, I mean, if you do know something, I guess call the police on 131 444, but can you actually be charged? I mean, can you lay charges for damage to particularly something that would be regarded as an environmental area?
I would presume so. This is someone's land. It's the council's land. You're damaging their asset. I would presume you can prosecute. I'm not an expert. I know if this conservation zoning goes through, it does become absolutely illegal to remove vegetation. It's like a national park when that happens.
Well, Leslie, thanks for popping down for us this morning. Obviously, we're keen to talk to you while you were standing there to give us a description of what's going on. But yeah, on the Charles Eaton Drive on the airport side of the creek, quite a deal of damage, not just a couple of trees, but maybe 30, or Leslie's saying maybe 60 trees cut down there, and no indication of who did it. And obviously, there's a great deal of disappointment. As I said earlier, Kate Warden, who's the member for Sanderson, said that she's hugely disappointed. Senseless act and urging people to be much more vigilant around those areas. If you know anything, please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 1300 057 222.